With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist and short story writer Hugh Nissenson calls his most recent book, The Elephant and My Jewish Problem.
Be a Jew, surely in the 20th century, but I suspect at any time, is to be obsessed by the idea that everything in one way or another connects with the problem of being a Jew and the problem of Jewish identity.
But Hugh Nissenson does not see The Elephant and My Jewish Problem as a Jewish book.
This book is not just about Jews. This is about the human condition. The Jewish experience is indeed a metaphor. Any experience is a metaphor for the human condition. If it's a good book, if they're good stories, what you're writing about is human beings.
The Elephant and My Jewish Problem contains most of Hugh Nissenson's early short stories, long out of print, and excerpts from his unpublished private journals going back to 1957, when he went to Israel for the first time.
I kept the visions as they were. I did not change what I perceived to be the reality that I was dealing with at that time. These stories were, after all, written over a period of 30 years. My first story in this book was written between the ages of 24 and 25.
The youthful Nissenson had gone to war-torn Israel to write a feature film.
I was an American kid out of Swarthmore College in New York who found myself in a situation for the first time in which the elementals of life and death were really what counted.
Aside from life and death, Nissenson says the movie he wrote is best forgotten.
I did this film and I acted in this film. My agent at the time said it was perhaps not the worst movie ever made, but surely the worst film ever released. It was called The Pillar of Fire.
Hugh Nissenson, best known for his critically acclaimed novel, The Tree of Life, The Elephant and My Jewish Problem, is now a Harper and Row perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Hugh Nissenson was in the courtroom in Lyon, France, when the Nazi war criminal Claus Barbie went on trial in 1987. In his book of stories and journals, The Elephant and My Jewish Problem, Nissenson focuses on one of Barbie's victims, a little boy, one of 44 French Jewish children betrayed to the Gestapo.
I became obsessed with the fate of these children because, let's face it, I am roughly their contemporary, I mean, within a couple of years. And had I been a child, a Jewish child living in Europe, that would have been my fate. Who am I kidding?
The little boy was 9 years old when the Germans murdered him at Auschwitz.
The idea of the murder of children seems to me the most atrocious act a human being can commit, and if anything is revelatory of diabolic evil and radical evil in the human heart, it seems to me the murder of children is.
Hugh Nissenson believes tragedies such as the Holocaust come about when strangers are viewed as enemies.
When we revert to that ancient, hideous tribal mentality, that Ice Age mentality, that if you're not a member of my family, and if you're not a member of my clan, and if you're not a member of my tribe, you are beyond the pale, you're an enemy.
The stories in The Elephant and My Jewish Problem address the conflict between good and evil.
Evil exists and has always existed within us. Our major problem to the end of time is wrestling with the devil who exists not outside, but within our own heart.
Hugh Nissenson, the stories and journals he has written over the past 30 years have been gathered into a book called The Elephant and My Jewish Problem, a Harper and Row perennial paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.